You on alert for versatility with Connolly going down last week or missing some time? What's the situation that you're in as an offensive lineman?
They haven't told me anything yet, just to be ready and be able to fill in, you know, where I can, and when my number's called, be ready to go.
You guys did a lot of rushing last week as an offensive lineman. Do you prefer the rush to pass protection, be honest?
I mean, you always like to get after guys, you know, in the run game. You know, it felt good to, you know, get some rushing yards on the ground. You're happy with any performance, whether it be protecting quarterback or running the ball.
We saw the rookies really shine. But at the same time, we know Coach Belichick has a way of humbling the guys and reminding them that they're rookies. Have the veterans done that as well for them?
No, man, they're pretty good. They haven't gotten beside themselves or anything like that, so no one's had to, you know, say anything to them. So I'm surprised with the group that we have. They're really good guys, and they've all just played their part.
You guys get pretty well accustomed to the week-to-week mixing and matching or change in roles, whether it be because of injury or just general versatility and being able to use different guys. Is that just become second nature once you get rolling through the season, that week-to-week your role might change?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, with my situation, just, you know, starting to play center and getting used to that and, you know, being able to fill in where I can in the interior line. You just never know what can happen from week to week, and you have to be ready to go. And I think we all understand that, and we all know that we can play multiple positions, so we have to be able to play them.
What is it about the Cardinals' front? They obviously have some big bodies that can move pretty well. And what are the challenges in store for some?
I mean, you know, across the board, you know, all of them got some talent. They're, you know, very good, actually. And we just have to do a great job with our technique and being able to handle their pass rush. And, you know, they get after the running backs too in the run game, and they move very well. So we have to be able to just, you know, be able to control them and, you know, let the rest of the guys be able to make some plays.
What is the biggest impact speed has on your job?
I think if your technique isn't right and your hands aren't right, speed will kill you. That's the hardest thing for us. You know, you can have those real quick, fast guys, and you can try to cover them up, but if you don't use good footwork and hand placement, you'll never get them.
They've won 8 out of their last 10, including 4 in overtime. What does that say about their mental toughness?
They're going to come and play for 60 minutes and some, and you have to be ready to match that. And they're a good football team.
Got a lot of heart.
Absolutely.
Dolly, you talked about their front a little bit. Darnell Dockett specifically, he's sort of a big name for them.
Absolutely. He's one of their, you know, he's probably one of the top defensive tackles in the league, so. I mean, he's a leader out there, I think, for their D-line, and he gets those guys going, and, you know, he's been playing for a long time, and, you know, he's a good player. You know, you got to be able to match up with him and try to control him and not let him get going.
He's a little bit different build than a lot of defensive tackles.
Right.
How does that help him?
I mean, it makes him more explosive, I think. You know, he's not one of those big 330 guys. He's less than that, and he's fast, he can move, he's strong. He has a good combination of size and speed, and I think that's what makes him such an elite player.
They're a team that likes to blitz a lot ever since last year, too. You know, they're blitzing almost half the time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys have to do as an offensive line? Is there a lot more communication against a team like that you know is going to come with pressure?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's going to be key for us this week, is to be able to, you know, identify what's going on before the snap of the ball, and all of us to be on the same page and to be able to pick up the blitz is going to be key. Yep.
You talked about playing center. Are you guys mixing and matching throughout the week? Have you been told to be ready to do that?
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.